B-Pod Studios.
Halloween Freak Week.
Don't be scared.
Gosh. Now it's legit.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying. A day out from Halloween, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We went to a listener's house. She doesn't want her name on the air. In fact, she wanted her voice disguised. She said her meemaw's great-great meemaw lived in the house, and the house was kind of handed down to her through generations. So she doesn't have a mortgage payment, which is nice. The house is paid for, but it's also haunted. Listen to this.
I've been in there, and there is a lamp with a pull chain, and you have to yank. It's an old lamp, and so you have to yank on the pull chain, and the lamp will just go on of its own accord without the chain moving. For instance, I went into the room to put something away in the spare closet, and the lamp just went on.
Wow. Well, listen, we took a Ouija board into this room.
Dumbest idea ever.
To open up a portal and try to communicate with Meemaw.
Yeah.
And something happened. We have audio, we have video, and it will be revealed Thursday morning around this time.
This was not one of our finest ideas.
A great moment. Because we ran out of there like the Scooby-Doo crew.
Yeah.
But you'll hear it tomorrow morning at this time, like Roy said. So we want to know, is there a room in your house or someone's house that you absolutely, no matter what, will not go in?
We got a text message from 803 that says, my 3-year-old niece visits my parents' house and she will not go into one of the bedrooms because she says Rufus is in there.
Oh.
She will literally stand at the door and cry. I have no idea who Rufus is, but she insists that he is in that room.
Crazy.
That is scary.
Let's talk with Chelsea and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello. So, is there a room or house that you refuse to go into?
My mother's house, when we first moved in, was very, very haunted. One night, I was asleep on the couch. My brother was playing his video games, and my mom and stepdad were watching TV in their bedroom. Mm-hmm. Well, they heard someone open the front door. They never shut it. And their house is so old, they have the air exchange on the floor in the hallway.
Okay.
And when someone steps over it, it makes noises. So they heard someone step over it and go up the stairs. So when they came out into the living room and noticed I was asleep and my brother was playing their games, my stepdad went and loaded his gun and walked around the whole house.
Yeah, thinking somebody's in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he didn't find anybody.
Nobody was in there.
Was this a one-time thing, or has this happened before?
This has happened before multiple times.
So do you not go to mom and dad's house anymore?
I do now, because if you buy new windows and switch out the windows, it goes away.
Ah.
The ghosts will go away if you buy new windows? Is that like the rule of thumb, or is that just...
I don't
great
know,
for window
but,
companies.
But I was just going to say, Window Nation is going to be joining the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show as a new sponsor starting next week. And there you go.
Yeah, use that as your slogan.
Call Window Nation.
We can keep the ghosts away and improve your energy bills. Window Nation, call us.
Plug bell, Lorenz.
Where is it?
That's awesome. Please.
She said it so matter of fact, too. She's like, duh. You get new windows and the ghosts are gone.
Scientific facts, duh.
They're attached to the window, clearly.
Let's talk to Jeremy in Concord. Jeremy, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, bud.
So your friend's house is haunted.
Oh, yeah. My best friend's house, definitely. He says it's his grandpa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Even just recently, he was out of town watching his dogs and leaving, and someone straight up walked down the hallway, and there's nobody there.
Oof.
I just acknowledge it in a pleasant way and move on like nothing happened, but it'll freak you out. The dogs even looked up at the hallway. It's a split-level house.
See, I wonder though, Jeremy, like if you have a heightened sense because you know that it's got like a little bit of a history, so you go in there with a heightened sense. Like that's how I felt when we went into this woman's house with the Ouija board on Monday night, like a heightened sense, you know?
Right. Well, when I was a freshman in college at Westcon, Danbury, Connecticut, the Warrens, Ed and Lorraine Warren, came there, the ghost hunters.
Okay.
The first thing they said was, "Who in here wants to see a ghost?" And actually, all these college kids raised their hand, and they're like, "You just opened the door."
No, oh, wow, that's creepy.
And those people freaked us out. I mean, you're talking about grown men that like didn't want to walk back to dorms by themselves.
Thanks,
it's
bud.
Funny he said like open the door, because you know everybody texted us before we went to this house and said don't use the Ouija board. But 704 just texted in and said my house is haunted from somebody opening a portal and not closing it properly.
Really?
It happened 11 or 12 years ago before we moved in. We had to use a spirit box. I don't know what that is. To contact it, but me and my daughter see things and can sense things when they're off.
I got some bad news.
We didn't close that thing properly.
No, we left as soon as something happened.
Yeah, but the woman who's, again, her name, she doesn't want us to use her name, she said, you know, don't worry about it.
And nobody goes in that room anyway.
Right, and she's
scary.
Convinced it's Meemaw.
Well, what happens if the ghost comes out of that room?
Yeah. Well, evidently, now it sounds like it's just a walkway for all ghosts to pour into the house. Let's talk with Courtney in Huntersville. You are on the Maine Your Boy in the Rim morning show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Courtney. Hold on one sec. Can you imagine, though, like this woman, we'll just call her Amber.
Okay.
So Amber, like somebody gets in the car and turns on Kiss 95.1, and Amber's like, turn them off. She's like, oh, you don't like them? No, they made my house haunted.
Yeah.
They closed the portal.
It's like my house is a vacation home for ghosts.
Yeah, now it's like a free-for-all.
Most people are like, oh, I can't stand Maney's voice, or, you know, Lorraine complains. No, this woman's like, they opened the portal to hell in my house. Anyway.
All right, Courtney, so your parents...
Yeah.
Their house upstairs is haunted. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so my parents bought a house about 8 years ago, and they had known that the owner had died in upstairs, which wasn't like a big deal. It was kind of like, ooh, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then we would like hear maybe footsteps or, you know, like little noises, but nothing enough to stop me from going upstairs. And upstairs, there's a Jack and Jill room. So I was in one room, I was visiting home, and my sister was in the other room, and we're like having a conversation, just like light, back and forth, and then I start asking her something, and she keeps saying, yes, and I was like, what are you saying?
Saying
like,
what?
This is a what?
She kept saying yes, and she kept repeating it in like a fast number, like she kept saying yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I was like, what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. And she kept saying it and saying it. And I get, like, so frustrated because she's mumbling and I can't understand her. So I walk in the room and I'm like, Paige, what are you saying? And I walk in and no one's there.
Oh.
And she hears me, like, kind of yelling. And we're, like, her room is where I walk. You can see straight down the stairs. And... as soon as I'm like, Paige, what are you saying? She's like, what? And she walks in and she had been outside smoking a cigarette.
You were having a conversation with who you thought was your sister, but totally wasn't.
Right, yeah. And it freaked me out. And this was like a full-on, for 3 to 4 minutes, I was having a conversation with someone who was really speaking to me.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I mean, was this ghost then, entertaining?
No, it kept saying yes.
It just kept saying yes. Yes. And I was like, what are you saying, you psycho? I don't understand what you're saying.
You're going to loan me $3,000?
Yes, yes.
You going to watch the kids for me this weekend? Yes. Oh, you're the best ghost ever. Thanks, Courtney. Hey, Elizabeth in Salisbury, we can't get to her. We'll put her story up on the Rap Party podcast, though. She will not go in her mom's bedroom, and there's a reason why. Okay?
It involves a rocking chair.
That'll be up around 10:30 this morning on the Rap Party podcast.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
We're going to have a good laugh this morning. You know, we just got off the Freak Week stories, so we'll have a senseless survey where Roy asks ridiculous questions.
Yeah, Halloween edition.
Yeah, to unsuspecting people. Okay? It's coming up in less than 7 minutes, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.